Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The 2021 State Track and Field Meet will return to Des Moines this Thursday through Saturday. Qualifiers from Pella High School join us on today's program. I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Abby Cutler, Calla Current, Jasmine Naminga, and JC Trine. The four of you are state qualifiers over multiple events here for the Pella Girls Track and Field Team and district champions. Abby, I'll start with you. Pretty special night for this girls team. What's it like to see this group come together, put their best meet of the season together, and win the district championship?
It's so amazing, honestly. Seeing so many people get their PRs and stuff, I felt so great, both qualifying with myself, but then seeing everybody else get to qualify. And even if they didn't, they just had amazing races, and it was honestly such a great experience this for my last year.
Well, and Calla, this team is fast, and all your sprinting events here tonight qualified, and you were a part of four of those, winning the 200 and winning in the 4x2. First of all, what does it mean just to be a part of a team like this with so many fast girls, and what's it like to be able to qualify in four events?
It's such an amazing opportunity. I mean, I've built so many friendships. I know other girls have too. Everyone is so hardworking. Every day we come in. After not having last year, and just the team aspect is amazing. It just makes it so much better, and I'm just proud of everyone.
Well, Jasmine, I don't want to insult you by saying it's a little unexpected, but you've been around 410 and you didn't know if that was going to be a qualifying mark, but you're able to clear 5 feet here tonight at home in front of your home fans and to be able to qualify. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's more of a personal accomplishment for me. I've kind of been struggling with like a mental block at that 5 foot height, and I think to see me on Monday jump that and then to come and do it again and get super close to 5-1, and I think that's just like a huge accomplishment for me. And you can just tell that Coach Peterson and like cares, and I've had a ton of support, and like it's just been really a good experience to just be able to come and actually qualify when I wasn't expecting that.
Well, JC, you're one of the newcomers and you run a lot of 400s and you run them well. You were a district champion in the open four. What does it mean to be able to contribute to this team beyond the sprinting group and to be a part of this middle distance group that's done a lot of work? And what does it mean just to qualify?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity. All the upperclassmen, it's going to be fun to go to state with all of them, and it's going to be a great opportunity. So I'm excited.
Well, and Abby, as we think about, you know, next week, obviously this is a group that has a lot of people who are returning, which is maybe unusual in the era of COVID. And obviously, if you guys do well, you have an opportunity to probably contend for a top trophy spot. What are the things you think it's going to take to put yourself in that position and to make sure that by Saturday morning, late afternoon or early afternoon, I should say, that you're going to have a chance to have one of those top trophies?
For me personally, I've never made it to state, so it's a new experience for me. So I'm kind of like just gotta ask everybody else, you know, who's been there before, is be like, what do you guys have experienced from this? And I hope that we can all just kind of push each other and, but also, you know, help each other relax and be like, we've done this before, we can do it again, and know that no matter what happens, if we don't do well, if we do well, we're all going to be so proud of each other. But I honestly think that even just the friendly atmosphere that we always have, it's like sisters, we can push each other to having our best races.
Well, and Cal, you are one of those returners. A couple of years ago, you ran in the Open 200. It seems like a long time ago between now and then. What are the things that you remember from that experience, and what are the things you hope to carry with you as you move on and have an opportunity now to compete in four events?
I think what I remember most is just the opportunity I saw. I was so lucky to just at least be there and be an alternate, and seeing everyone and how much fun they were having and just how much the team grows is amazing. And I'm just excited to be back there after everything that our team's been through and every individual, and I think everyone's going to do amazing.
And for the two of you, same question. What are you looking forward to most about being at Drake Stadium with your friends?
I guess I'm kind of just anxious to see what it'll be like. I don't have a great idea of what to expect or who's even going to be there. I feel like we've seen a lot of the same competition at a lot of the meets we've been to, and of those people, I don't know who will be there. So I think it's a little nerve-wracking. I don't know. I'm just excited for the opportunity to be able to go as my first year of high school track after not jumping for a while and not even planning on jumping this year. And I just think that it's been a great opportunity to be able to go.
What are you looking forward to most, JC?
I'm looking forward to making a bunch of memories and having fun with all the upperclassmen and just, I don't know, I'm just having fun, I guess.
Hey, it's all about having fun and running fast. Congratulations, ladies. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you at Drake Stadium.
Thank you.
I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the 4x100 relay from Pella High School. Let's have you guys introduce yourselves.
Blake Meyer.
Nick Russ.
Jacob Byers.
Drake Van Hamer.
And you guys had a very exciting end of the 4x1. Came just within hundreds of a second of winning, but you qualify for state in a loaded field here at the district meet. First of all, what did it mean and what was that emotion like after the race to be able to qualify?
I mean, the emotion was wild. We weren't really expecting to qualify. We ran a whole second better, and it was just crazy feeling.
We really loved it. You know, the whole quartet here is a bunch of juniors, so we're just ready. We're excited to show what we can do and come back next year.
It was really amazing because as I was coming down and saw Blake coming down the stretch, I thought he wouldn't be the first person, and he was, and it was just amazing seeing something that shouldn't have happen, and now we're going on to state, and I'm so excited.
If you saw, like, the behind the scenes of all of us trying so hard to just practice and get these all down, you just, like, this team is special, and that's what it was tonight.
Well, and let's be real. It's hard to be on this team maybe sometimes when you got the 4x8, 4x4 out there, best in the state. What's it like, though, to be a big part of this district meet, to get some good points for this team, and to really be a part of this celebration here?
I mean, it means a lot. I think we were all JV young when we were younger, so I think finally being able to get our chance just means so much to us.
Yeah, going off what Blake said, it really means a lot. It's a heartwarming experience, you know, just to be here.
Going off what these two gentlemen said, without having our season last year, that hurt because we had high expectations, and being able to cap it off with tonight has been amazing.
Being able to participate and stay with all the great guys is just absurd to me. Basically.
Well, and you guys are going to get to run with a team that right now looks like they're in a good spot to contend for a state championship. What are some of your goals, not only from a competition standpoint, but from an experience standpoint, to be a part of what could be a really special weekend at Drake Stadium?
Well, I guess, I mean, it's just always been a goal of mine to be a part of a state title team. So having that opportunity is just so exciting. I just can't wait at all for next week.
Obviously, not having a season last year and just growing up with all the seniors on this team, we're just here to support them and really hope that they can do the best that they can do.
Our goal is just to get as many points as possible and run an amazing race. That way the other team can win and we win state.
Just as Jacob said, just go out and try our hardest and participate with the team and get a state title.
4x100 relay, congratulations. It was a fun moment. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week at Drake Stadium. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear more from area state track and field qualifiers on the KNIA KRLS Radio Sports page this evening at 6 p.m. and Thursday at 10 a.m. on 92.1 KRLS. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.